So we are meeting up today on how to create and monetize a 5-day challenge, a 5-day mastermind, masterclass. There's all kinds of terms that you can use for it. And you can tailor make this to whatever fits your business model. And you can also play around with dates and times and all kind of good things. So that's what we're talking about today. And I think when I go to what our topic is for today, I think most of us already have it kind of under our belt, what we want our topic to be. But I do want to show if I can get to it here. This is, again, this is right in the academy on how to create your own mastermind, masterclass, or challenge. And it's the 6 steps to launch your very own mastermind, everything you need to know to create your own mastermind, masterclass, or challenge. And when you scroll down, we have kind of a series of what we want to talk about. And these are the 6. One is to set the framework. And the big question is, what problem are you solving? What is the problem that you're solving? And that's what we want to talk about today. In January, we're going to go through one topic of these a month. And then in July, we get to start over because you don't have to just stick to one thing. You can narrow down your topic and make it very specific. For example, for me, I do a health lane. I have a writing lane. I have a real estate lane. I could do a masterclass or a challenge or a mastermind for each of those topics. And so you can make it very specific. And so that's why we go through it. If you are putting one together, you can pick just the one you want to work on for 6 months, and then we'll mastermind it together with you and help you and find out what are your issues, what problems did you have in getting the whole masterclass or mastermind put together or the challenge put together, and how might we help you? And then, as much as we can, we want to join each other's masterclasses and masterminds. And I realize that there's a financial piece there, but I like to support where I can. I can't always join everyone's, just for pure time commitment, because the bigger our mastermind gets, the more masterminds and masterclasses folks are going to have out there. But so number one is we want to talk about setting the framework and determining what problem in this particular masterclass that you're putting together or challenge that you're putting together, what problem are you solving? And then in February, we're going to go through all the different platforms, because there's a million and one different platforms that you can use and what works best for your business. And then in March, we're going to talk about how you set your price and what kind of VIP offers. Now, again, we're going to talk about all these things every month. It depends on how it comes up in conversation, but we're going to focus on one topic. And finally, once you know what problem you're solving, what platform you want to be on, what price you want to set, now you have to create your landing page and how you're going to invite folks to come into that. And then finally, launch day. We're going to talk about what you did leading up to your launch and where do you post those replays. And again, there's all kinds of platforms to do that. And then finally, we have to test and measure, because if it's not working, or if it didn't get the numbers we wanted, and again, is it just too soon? Do we need to do it a few times? But we do have to test and measure continuously and tweak. And that's where I'm going to bring Sherry in, because she has done a couple, and then she has tweaked them, and she is getting some great results. And so, just so you know, this is the whole series. And so today we're going to talk about the problems that we're solving. So I want to jump over to Sherry. And Sherry, start off by telling us briefly in the mastermind what problem you were solving when you created your first challenge. And then just give us a little bit of a run through on what platform you chose, what dates and times you used, and then what did you tweak and what kind of results are you getting? And is this your second time through or your third?
Okay. Fourth time through.
This is your fourth time through. Okay, I get it. I get it.
But this is the first time through with this challenge. Okay. So I did a 5-day challenge in August called Hacking Dysgraphia. Basically, I ended up like giving my entire new thought process on interventions for students with this disability of written expression. And the deer in headlights look was like very prominent the entire week. And I'm like, okay, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? So I got some education. I totally went back. And the little tidbit of information that I got was the only thing that goes in your 5-day challenge is something that they can find for free online. Yes, you are giving a 5-day challenge, but you're putting it all into a sequence for them. So even it's going to cut down on their ability and their time to organize the material. You're giving it to them all in one concise package. But that was one of the things I was giving like everything away that I was doing. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. Well, then I had to rethink how to go about doing that. And I did have to do different research to get everything that was out there that was free. But I blew people's minds with that other information. One of the little tidbits I got was, did you know that it costs 8 times as much money to put a kid through special education than it does regular education? Ouch. We could save a whole lot of money in taxes and cost of schooling if we tried to keep them in the classroom. So that is where I'm trying to target, is trying to keep kids in the classroom. So one of those little tidbits that I found as I was going back and trying to find out what was free on the internet that I found. And then I did that one now twice. The first time I had feedback from a teacher who I trust a whole lot. And she's like, yeah, day 3 was kind of flat. I'm like, yeah, I could feel it that it was flat. So we redid day 3, tweaked day 4 and day 5 a little bit to accommodate that. And then I redid it again. It went better. I do have a couple more things to tweak on that one. Now I'm doing the third one, and that one is math and writing together. That one is with Jonna Lee. And there was a difference because I was collaborating with somebody on it. So it's going to be very interesting. That one starts tonight at 7:30. So yeah, I've learned a lot, and I've been able to model what I'm doing and then kind of copy and paste and retweet it. Okay. Now, I did get to see Ruth did one a while ago, and some of the headings just were not appropriate for my clientele. So I had to rethink even the headings that were used in what was in the other program that Ruth and I were, uh-huh, were looking at to help us out. So,
well, your information is so specific that, yeah, that, yeah, you would have to kind of update your headings to make it fit what you're doing. But again, it's nice to go through some of those other programs. And I've been through a couple of those as well, you know, on how to do a 5-day challenge or masterclass or whatever. And I've gone through a few of those, and I always pick up some nuggets that I can use, mm-hmm, and some information that I can incorporate into mine. But that's the joy of putting together your own masterclass challenge or, you know, however you want it, mastermind, however you want to put it together, because you can actually tailor make it to fit what you're doing. The times you can make fit, the topic, the subjects, the whole thing. So Sherry, what did you discover on times of having your masterclass or your challenge? Did you adjust any times between these different, like you said, this is your fourth time. Have you adjusted the times at all?
I'm stuck because my clientele are in school from 7 o'clock in the morning until maybe 4 or 5 o'clock at night, depending on the situation. I've got people that are global. So that's another thing to think about. But if I'm going to target the people in the United States, it's got to be when they are available after school. And if you start a little bit too soon, we get a problem on the West Coast. If you start a little bit too late, then we have problems on the East Coast. So my ideal time is 7:30.
Okay.
I like to do the on the half hour because of some stuff going on here at home. So that's part of the reason I picked that. Mm-hmm. I could do 7 o'clock too. But I like to also give those people on the West Coast that extra half an hour to drive. I'm sorry, but Orange County is a little bit crazy. So
it is. And yes. And is that your target market, is the United States?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's global. But they're able to watch the replays in my community. So they can watch them, and I keep them there until a week before the next challenge goes up.
Okay. Okay. So you've tweaked a little bit of your content. So you've tweaked what your days look like on your 5-day challenge. You've found kind of that sweet spot for the time frame. How about the platform that you're using? Did you change any of your platform as you did 4 of these challenges, or did you just decide that you like your platform and you just learned more and more about how to maneuver inside the platform?
I have found a new platform just before I started this whole thing, which was kind of the trigger of starting this whole thing. I wanted to start the podcast. So this whole thing was hinging on a couple of factors. One of them was I wanted a community platform that did not reflect Facebook at all. I wanted to get away from that entity. And so I found this new platform that had a community feature to it. It also had access that you could access everything on an app on your phone. The old program I was using was desktop only, so it was really hard for people to use that. And I'll tell you what, Apple and iOS stuff is where my clientele is. They're teachers. They've been dealing with Macs and iPads and such like that for a long time. So that's what they're used to. So I can, even looking at my analytics, everybody's looking at it on iOS. So I did have some trouble early on getting the iOS app approved, but that has been worked out. And then our payment platform, we looked at a bunch of them over time, and I really like the one that we're using right now. It is not Eventbrite. It is not Meetup. I do have to pay for it, but I like it better. So I'm using Ticketailer.
Okay. Okay. And that works for you, and you've got everything integrated together, and you're just tweaking as you go. So now with Sherry.
So to answer your question, I had played around with a whole bunch of stuff and landed here. So I haven't changed the platform since.
Okay. So now you're just getting more entrenched into that platform and all the wonderful things that you can do with it. And so you're making the most of your choices. So I love that. Now with Sherry, she already knew what her message was, which is today's topic. And I know she gave you a nice broad overview of her processes on how she got to where she is today with her 4th challenge. But she already had her message. She already knew what her message was. And so that's the first thing you have to decide is what message are you going to do inside your challenge? I mean, what is the end result that you're after? And so Sherry, if you could sum up, and then I see Linda's got her hand up, but Sherry, if you could sum up, what is the end goal for those that are attending your challenge? You want to take them from A to Z. What is Z in your world for your challenge?
Where they end up in my community is they can pay for a program that gets them a certification as a dysgraphia specialist after a year.
Okay. So your whole goal is to try to get your members certified to be a specialist. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're going with that. I love that, because once she creates that demand, then folks are going to want to have that certification. Now, for those of you that haven't started, or for those of you that have started and you want to kind of get a built-in audience, here's one of my suggestions. Create a challenge, a mastermind, a masterclass, where you can get CEU credits for your attendees. If you can create something that gives them a CEU credit, or two or three, then you've got a built-in audience, because then the for example, I created a whole class about sanitation and I then got it approved through the Board of Cosmetology as CEUs. And now it is a mandatory class every year that all cosmetologists or anybody in the cosmetology industry, whether they're an esthetician, a nail technician, a hairstylist, anyone that has any of the numerous versions of licensing through the cosmetology board, all of them have to have a sanitation class every license renewal period. And so I have a built-in audience on that particular mastermind, masterclass, challenge, however you want to put it out there. So that's just one way that you can market what it is that you're doing, is creating something, you know, that you can give out CEUs. So Sherry's doing that with her certification program. Linda, you had your hand up. What question, comment would you like to contribute? Oh, you're on mute.
Kids these days. Sorry about that. I had a question for Sherry. I don't know if it's okay to ask. What membership platform or delivery platform are you using? I've been on some that I really liked and some that I didn't care for. So I'd love to hear yours if you don't mind.
Sherry, you're on mute too.
Sure. So I'm not saying that this is the be all to end all, because there are some things I don't like about it. I finally went with Mighty Networks, and the part of the reason I went with Mighty Networks is I got a grant from Penn State University to pay for it. It's part of the reason that that's where I landed. But there's also Circle. Kajabi has a little bit of it, but not as robust. One of the things that is coming with Mighty Networks is they are working towards AI stuff. And some of the stuff that I'm looking at in the future is how to use AI to help with kids with handwriting skills. So one of the things I'm kind of at that point where I want to maybe keep it there is because of that. One thing I don't like about it is once you set the price, you set the price. You can't make a change ever in their system. If you need to make a change, you almost have to grandfather people and close and like put it behind the scenes where it's private. If you don't want people in stuff, also their Mingle and tiered platform stuff doesn't work as nicely. Like with Kathy using Teachable and Thinkific, you can see other things a little bit easier, but they don't have that community piece. You'd have to go back to Facebook and use that. So there are things I don't like about it. They did an update back in December and it is better than it had been. I still wish that the whole changing the price was an option rather than duplicating the entire course and changing the pricing that way. That seems like a bog down, but that is one of the things that I may have to do. I have a goal of certifying 100 people. After I certify 100 people in, or have 100 people in that thing, I am going to duplicate and be changing and upgrading the price. But right now it's $500 for a year or $49.99 a month.
This good is information. Yes.
Yeah, this is really helpful. I'm just trying to write madly here.
That's right. The other program that has a nice community platform is called Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I am part of a program that uses that, not just Igniting Souls, but another program. And he really did a nice job at laying it out. Which one retrospectively would I go with the other one? I don't know. I didn't get enough time, I guess, looking mm-hmm. at Mighty Networks from the back end before I made the choice, because I was kind of out of time with the grant.
Mm-hmm. And then when you had the money, you're like, let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? And sometimes I like to make decisions like that. I remember I had a coach back along the way, and I said, I just hate making these big decisions where you kind of get stuck there and it's hard to then reverse it. And he said, well, just keep this in mind. He said, you can only make the decision you can make with the information that you have at the time. And he said, and if something else comes up after that you didn't know, he said, just have confidence that you made the best decision you could with the information you had at the time and go with it. He said, because there's always going to, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. And he said, you know, and if you have an opportunity to upgrade, you can. But he said, but if you don't, he said, have confidence that you made the very best decision you made at the time, and it's okay. And when you, again, I don't want to change subjects here, but when you think about the book, The Gap and the Gain, by Dan Sullivan, when you sometimes as entrepreneurs, you know, it's like flying that airplane. We've got our sights on the horizon, and no matter how long we fly, that horizon is always the same distance away. And we feel like we're never going to get there. But if we just stop and look at our map and see how far we've come, you can have confidence that you have definitely covered a lot of ground. And so, Sherry, you've covered a lot of ground. Mm-hmm. And even though her sights are still on the horizon, she has covered a lot of ground. So kudos to you, Sherry. Linda, how about you? You've been in a couple of challenges now. And tell us, give us a little bit of an overview about how you put yours together. And let's start with, how did you know that that was the message you wanted to bring?
Well, what I'll say is I haven't actually done a challenge. I am in the, you know, in a course that I'm teaching. And I struggled with the idea of what to include. And I really appreciated Sherry's point about not including your absolute golden nuggets per se, but bringing together information that people would have to really scavenge far and wide to put together, and you bring it in a way that makes sense. So you are delivering value in that way. So I don't know if I'm going to do a challenge before my next cohort in my course. I might. I just don't know.
Now, how did you come up with your actual topic? That is what we're talking about today, is what problem are you solving? And how did you decide that that was the problem you wanted to solve in your course?
Well, I guess going through it in real life made it really big and really clear. And people often say, I wrote the book that I wished I could have found when I was 26 or when I went through my crisis or whatever. So yeah, the things that I'm teaching are things that would make people's journey so much easier. For anyone that doesn't know me very well, my course is on helping people create their perfect end of life plan now so they can be a blessing to their loved ones later. And, you know, you could go on the internet and tramp around and look for stuff, and you could pull up checklists and, you know, pointers and stuff, but it would be a colossal job for someone to do that. Because in addition to all the things that I already knew and I was already incorporating, I'm constantly, my radar is open all the time, and I'm picking things up and just being aware of trends and all of that. So like Sherry said, people could go and, you know, God bless them, knock yourself out. It's going to take a while and you're going to get tired and frustrated and overwhelmed and give up. And then you still won't have a plan. But so back to your question, as I saw what I went through, then was working with coaching clients, not on this topic, but saw repercussions that were going to happen within their families with their digital assets, their data, their businesses, if they would pass away, just the amount of chaos and burden that would be on the families. It just became so, so clear. And that was the beginning of, I gotta do something to help people.
I love that. I love that. And what a great message. And I love your title, The Legacy of Love Project. I love that. It just sums up everything that you are talking about. And so I love everything about what you're doing. And I follow you on Instagram and Facebook and your wonderful video. She's been going live lately. I've been following her. Good job. Yep. Yes. And are you getting some traction from that?
I'm getting some, I went from a standing start, you know, all last year was a year just lost to the mists of time because of family health issues. And that was the way 2022 went. But I have reemerged. And by the way, I'm in a challenge, a 30-day challenge to post every day. And there are days where it's just about killing me, but I am doing it. And I'm really happy to be getting content out. And as we've discussed in one of the groups here, Legacy of Love is its own really amazing and focused thing, but it's part of my umbrella, which is I Choose Abundance. And that's everything. That's financial freedom. That's time freedom. That's energy, being in control of your own personal energy, is all the things that make for a better life, great relationships. And so what has happened now with this content challenge is I'm allowing myself, just like Kathy has her 8 or 200 lanes, whatever it is.
Only eight.
I'm free to talk about all the things. If I want to talk about a tech tool that has knocked my socks off, I'm allowed because it's under my umbrella. And if I'm really thinking a lot about priorities and keeping your life in focus, by Jingy, I'm allowed to talk about that because it's under my overall theme. So it's been very freeing for me.
I love that. I'm just so excited. And I cannot go on social media these days without seeing Linda pop up in my feed, like almost immediately.
She's everywhere.
But you know what, Linda, that just proves how going live, you know, how this challenge is helping you be noticed, because you are. Every time I hop onto Instagram or Facebook, you're there. And I'm like, good for Linda, you know, and I just get so excited. And I see Ruth posting all the time about her topics, and Sherry's. I can't go in Instagram without seeing 4 or 5 of Sherry's. I don't know. How many do you post today, Sherry? I see you like 4 or 5 times, because you know how you go into social media and you might scroll for.
I only post 5 days a week, one time a day.
It's coming up.
Hasn't happened today yet, by the way.
I love it. I love it. I went to a networking event the other night, and we did what was called a speed networking, and it was all about real estate. And so, the number ones had our back to the wall. The number twos had their back to the center of the room, and these tables were all around the perimeter of the room. And then the number twos had to move. Every 90 seconds, they had to move down a chair. And so we met a ton of people, and I cannot tell you the number of people that said, oh, so you're Kathy Benner. I see you all over Facebook and Instagram. And I'm thinking, what? Really? And I'm like, Sherry, I only post maybe once a day. I just take a few seconds to post something. And so, yes, it does make a difference. And folks are connecting because they just feel like they know you. See, and that was, and again, different lane, but when we talk about building a better business, we talk about having folks get to know, like, and trust you, and they feel like they know you. They already like you because they see you in action. And so it automatically, they start developing that level of trust because you are consistent. And so good job, everyone. I love it. I love seeing you out there. Yes, Linda.
I think what you were saying, Kathy, about people are saying to you and to Sherry, you know, you must post multiple times a day because I see all your stuff all the time. That's the compound effect. And that's the value of consistency. Mm-hmm. So the more consistent we can be, the better. And by the way, that is my primary word for this year, because I feel like if I'm consistent in anything, whether it's social media posting or filing papers or, you know, spending quality time with the people I care about, consistency in any of those things is going to yield amazing results. But I was also going to suggest one more thing. If you can take advantage of the stories and the reels on the different platforms, that's what they're promoting, because they're all in competition with TikTok. And so you're going to get a whole lot more voltage for anything that you do if you do it in a video versus in a static post, as a general rule these days.
Thank you for that. I love that. Yes, I love that. That is true. Yes, I love that. Gosh, this is great conversation. I want to move on to Ruth. Ruth, tell us about your challenges. And let's start off with, how did you know what problem you wanted to solve? And how did you develop your actual message to start with?
That's a loaded subject. We may run out of time. No, I knew I wanted to help people develop, you know, and to develop emotionally, mentally, and spiritually primarily. The physical is important, but I'm not a guru in that area. So I let other people deal with that one. But then I had to narrow it down. And we have a friend, most of us know that, Wendy, she kept saying, well, try on things like pairs of shoes and then decide, you know, what fits. And so that was the process that I've went through in the last year and narrowed it down to helping with relationships. And so it is time to fly relationships. And that's sort of my overall umbrella that, like Linda was talking about, because everything hinges on the relationships. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everything hinges on the relationships. But I love your abundance. I choose abundance, Linda. I love that. And so that's there. And I did a five-day challenge. You want me to go on with this, or you did you want to ask another question? I did a five-day challenge in May of last year. And I was working with the team, and it really did pretty well. You know, it didn't make a huge amount of financial stuff, but it had a fair amount of stuff. And it was really good for me because it got my feet wet. And I realized that, yes, I needed to have a topic. But once I got in front of the Zoom camera, I just rolled. And I just started talking. People would ask a question, well, what about this? And, you know, relationship questions you can have all over the place. You're kind of opening yourself up if you let people ask questions about that. And answers just came. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not saying there were perfect answers, because I don't think there's any such thing as perfect answers. But I think I've actually changed it. I started my challenge, Relationships on Fire. And this is the third time I've basically done that. But this time I'm changing it up. I'm right in the middle of it. We had our first session last week. I'm changing it up to once a week rather than every day for 5 days. And I changed the title. And it's the 5 principles for thriving relationships that I learned the real way. Because that's literally, I'm making it more organic, mm-hmm. rather than something, oh, this is flashy and let's get some attention. It's more me, because I'm more calm. I'm low key. And Yeah, I don't want all the flashy stuff. I went to using Eventbrite this time for the first time, and Kathy had to help me through a bug in it, that's for sure. So when the first time you use Eventbrite or something like that, you've got to check out all your bugs. I don't know. I think as that develops, it's going to be really good. And then there's going to be takeoffs of that, which I've already got a new one in my mind, but I don't have a flashy title yet. But because of a big part of relationships is your relationship with yourself. So my next 5-day challenge, I'm not sure if I'll do this one again and then do it later because I don't have this one mapped out yet, but it's helping you know who you are. Because I think that's a key part of your relationship with yourself. So I'm still a work in process. And if I look back towards the back, I can see how far I've come. Mm-hmm. If I look at the horizon, I think, oh, there's so much more I need to do. But I've also decided I don't have to worry about it. My mantra for this season of my life is I co-labor with God from a place of peaceful and productive rest. And yes, what I'm wanting to do in my business is important. And whether it'll end up being a business or ministry or a combination, it's probably going to be a combination. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to strive. I want to thrive in this season of my life. And by the way, my word for this year is receive.
Ruth, thank you so much for that. Gosh, that do you just feel the peacefulness that kind of, you know, comes off of Ruth? We were on this morning on Clubhouse and Ruth jumped on the call this morning. We just have, for those of you that either have or haven't been on Clubhouse recently, when you go into Clubhouse, you have these rooms where you can schedule a topic. And everyone on Clubhouse can see your room if you make it public. But then they've just started something new where you can create a house. And I think of it like a little sorority house and only members can come into your house. And they have to, you know, get on your waiting list for you to accept them to be a member. So you don't have to schedule anything. You don't have to have topics. And it's just a hangout, you know, it's just a hangout. And so I created a house where it's a freestyle living hangout. And Ruth came this morning and we had a wonderful conversation about relationships this morning. And Ruth just brought so much value to the conversation. She talked about a book that she was reading. And so we jumped on and pulled up an overview of the book. And I actually ended up ordering the book since then. And on a side note, I actually ordered the book through Ruth's Amazon link. And so she actually gets paid for me ordering the book. So you see how it all works together. And so it is about relationships and it's about building those relationships. And so when we have a message that we want to get out there, you know, you want to get to the heart of the matter, if you will. And so that's what we're all talking about. I love the fact that we're talking about the Legacy of Love Project. And Sherry is talking about, you know, building these leaders of these kids that felt so disengaged maybe in the classroom. And now they're going to thrive. And because she's got parents and teachers on their side. And so all of a sudden, you know, we're getting to the heart of the matter. And I think that's what's going to make a difference in our world. And I know for sure it's going to make a difference in theirs. And that's the biggest takeaway, is what we're doing is making a difference. And so we have to remember the world is waiting for our message, whatever that message is. Yes, Ruth.
I didn't want to interrupt you. But, you know, when you asked me what question I wanted to solve, I never really said that. And it's taken me a while to get that figured out, but it's providing a toolbox for people to help take their relationships to the next level, or that to take their relationships to the next level.
So that's what you're hoping to accomplish by having your challenges, right? Is that you want them to walk away with this toolbox so that they have some tools. Okay.
And eventually I want to create a mastermind. So as far as a goal business-wise, it's the mastermind. and, you know, getting coaching and that type of stuff.
Okay.
But that'll come. But what I really want to give out is, yes, here's some tools that I learned the hard way, that if you focus on needs, and there's lots of little rabbit trails that go off of these, but if you focus on these, it will take your relationships to the next level.
Ruth, and I love that.
Don't focus on all of them at one time. Focus on one. Because you can't spread yourself too thin. I mean, you can't spread yourself too thin.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Debbie, how about you? You're just getting ready to facilitate a 5-session mastermind. And we're using John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Linda has already facilitated that for us. And so now this is Debbie's turn. And then once Debbie is completed with that particular mastermind, then Debbie will have the tools to launch her own on her topic. So let's back up and ask you, Debbie, if you had an overarching message that you want to get out, what is your goal? If you have a 5-session mastermind, masterclass, challenge, whatever, what would be your goal to take your members or your attendees through? What do you want them to take away at the end of a 5-session something? What would you want them to take away?
Well, as I said before, my word for this year, words, are unstoppable confidence. And by doing so, I realize what I want people to realize is how they can grow. They can grow spiritually, they can grow business minds, and I've got a lot of things that I'm thinking about, but I also have an article that I'm writing for the Ignite magazine. I interviewed Lori, I think it was November. No, it was October. And since then, she has asked me to write an article on grief for that publication that will come out in March. So
how exciting, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Debbie's going to be like published.
I will. Oh, I totally forgot about that. Now I can use that too.
Yes, absolutely.
So in the course of writing my book, coming up with that word, those words, and finding that I can, with the help of the recordings from the previous, like when Linda did it, that's really helping me to see where I need to put my focus, but yet put it in my words, put it in my, you know, my understanding. And that's a challenge a little bit, but yet it really isn't. And so my feelings is that I've always wanted to create a legacy. And in doing so, I have to open myself up to all the possibilities. And I want it because I want to share with anyone that they can create a legacy also. It's not that hard. But everything I've heard this morning has been encouraging, but yet it's showing me that I can do it too. So I want to create a 5-day challenge. So I'm going to put that on my plate, and I got room. And so that when I've got a rhythm going, you know, I can put that on there and start working on it. And what I want to do is a book club. I want to be able to, this particular book has always been dear to my heart and is called Open Your Eyes. And it's really good because it's about a blind author. And he happens to collaborate with someone I know from Melaleuca. So, and, you know, when he talks, you listen, trust me. But he also has a podcast of different, I don't want to say chapters, but different topics. And, you know, especially I love the story, which we've all shared before, is I got to burn the ships behind me so that I can move forward. I'm not going to be tempted to go back. And I've been learning a lot, Kathy, since I had that major event in my life. And I've done a lot of thinking, reading my Bible, and talking to my pastor, and someone that has the knowledge, theological knowledge. And her and I are working, going to be working together. I hope, has this answered the question, sort of?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're growing, and you, and again, oftentimes what we put together, it's for an earlier version of ourselves. It's like mm-hmm. Linda said, it's something that we went through, and now we want to help others so that they don't have to maybe get stuck, maybe where we got stuck, or right. You know, where it was hard for us. And so that's what I see with you, is that you're growing and you're moving and you're dreaming and you're going toward your goals, and you want to help other folks realize that they can do that too, that they don't have to get stuck. And,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And this past week, I've had a lot of questions, and I've had a lot of, what are you trying to show me? And in discussing it with my pastor, he pointed out some very good things. And he said that every time I have a breakthrough, he wants to know what it is. So it has played a very significant part in my life. And showing me, it's been showing me a lot. And that's kind of long to get into, but I won't do that. And yeah, Sherry, it is nice to have someone that I can discuss things with, because, you know, it helps. And especially with new in my spiritual life, what I'm, how I'm growing. Bye, Sherry. And how much I'm learning. And here, and one more thing, I'm actually reading the Bible, the Bible, for a year. I'm in that chronological study of reading the Bible in a year. And there's things I'm learning, like blowing me away. But that's enough. That's all I'll say about that. But so I hope that answers, kind of helps. And I appreciate this group tremendously.
So Debbie, thank you so much for that share. I love that. And I do want to say, sometimes, you know, we're so talented, all of us. And so our minds can take us, you know, 50 different directions at one time. So I encourage all of you and all of those that are maybe listening to this call later to choose your top three. And it's not that you're never going to do any of the other things, but choose the top three things that you want to focus on for this year. And kind of give that your attention, because if you're like me, There is tons of great ideas out there. So I think, oh, I could do this. I could do that. I could have a mastermind. I could have a challenge. I could create a course. I could, you know, I could do all these lives on Facebook. I could, you know, and all of a sudden you don't do any of them because it becomes too overwhelming. And so pick your top three that you want to concentrate on for this year. What three projects that you, you know, kind of want to take to the next level, let's say. And just concentrate on those, and you'll find, you know, where your passion is, and you may even change those three. You might, you know, get a month or two in and go, you know what, this isn't really where I want to take this, because I think it's just like hiking the woods. You don't know what's around the corner until you get to the corner. You know, you don't know where the trail is going to end up. And I learned that just this past weekend. We went hiking down in Hocking Hills, close to where I live. Mark and I actually did 8 miles. Can you believe that? In one day. Yeah, I felt it when I got, let's just say, my knees and hips knew I'd done something. but it was such a good feeling, you know, to just be out in the sunshine and in the cold. We were dressed for it, so we weren't exceptionally cold, but it was cold that, I mean, you know, we're talking 30, maybe 30 degrees. And it was just fun being out there in the sunshine, but we didn't know where the trail ended up. We knew that if we just followed the markers and did it step by step, that we were going to end up where we needed to end up, but we couldn't visualize what that was going to look like 2 miles down the trail. We didn't know if there were going to be hills or rivers or streams. We didn't know what was coming, but we knew we were going in the right direction because we were following the markers. So I use that as a great analogy where once we pick the top three things, just follow the markers. You know, there are tons of folks that have done what it is that we're doing, whether it's writing a book, creating a course, doing a challenge. There's tons of people that have gone ahead of us. And so follow the markers, and you don't know exactly what your journey is going to look like at the other end, but it's going to be perfect for you. And it's going to be perfect for your tribe. And again, I can't say enough, be true to yourself, whatever you're feeling in your heart, because your tribe will find you. Don't try to fit your message to the tribe. You stay true to your heart and to your message and to your truth, because your tribe will find you. And your tribe then will become your closest allies and your raving fans. And they'll stick with you forever because you're speaking their language. So anyway, I kind of want to end with that. Is there any comments or aha moments before we go? Yes, Ruth, you're on mute.
I'm always on mute. I just wanted to add what you were saying about not trying to take on the world. And a couple of things that are sort of in that ball field. And one is that whenever you're tackling something new, give yourself some grace. And I know some of the wisdom that I heard when I was doing my first challenge was the first one is the hardest. So, like, don't plan anything after those, you know, you're doing a morning or whatever. Don't plan a lot in the afternoon and evening. Give yourself some breath. And then as you do more and more of these, then they don't take as much out of you. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of them. And then the other thing that I learned from a book I read several years ago, and I'll think of the author here in a minute. But, you know, take something little and make it a habit. Like Linda is doing this 30-day challenge to do Facebook or at least social media. And, you know, after you do that for 30 days, it's not going to be so hard to keep it going. Mm-hmm. You know, you may miss a day or two after the challenge is over, but it becomes more of who you are. And the main one that I learned doing this was I now floss my teeth every night. I've done it for over 2 years. I haven't missed a night because it just became part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Before, three or four times a week was good enough, you know. But pick something little in where you're wanting to go and make it a habit.
I love that. I love that. And we won't launch into another whole discussion, but earlier today on Clubhouse, we had the discussion about how mentally we carve out these paths for ourselves and we tell ourselves something over and over and over again. So it becomes the, you know, the go-to path that we drop into. And if we want to change the outcome of something, we have to mentally make a decision to change that path so that we go down a different path. And so again, that's seems like such a simple lesson, but so many of us forget that lesson because we just fall into the pattern of what we're trying to change because it's the pattern. So so it takes a mental decision and some wherewithal to do that. Debbie, you had your hand up.
Are your Clubhouse house recorded?
No, it's okay. Just a hangout and we just chat. And again, it was just a great chat this morning, wasn't it, Ruth? It was really a nice chat. And I realize that it's not for everybody. It doesn't fit everybody's time zone, but it's at 10 a.m. on Monday morning, Eastern time. So anyway, I just go in there and it's called a hangout, you know? And so I just go in there and hang out and see who shows up. I don't have any topic in mind. And it's just wherever the conversation takes us. And so it's always been good. The conversation's always been great. So I love it. All right. Any other comments? All right, ladies. Well, keep in mind, I don't know if you can see it on your screen, but in the upper left corner is a little green check mark, a little green shield check mark. And if you click on that, it shows you the meeting ID. So if you're on your computers, I think you can copy that link. There's a little copy link right there in that drop down, and you can copy that link and then paste it over into your calendar.
Cool.
Okay. And that way you don't have to search for the meeting ID each time. Is that helpful?
Well, it also shows the copy link. So would that do the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you
do
the
seeing little, it, but I can get it.
I was going to say, do you have a little green shield up in the upper left corner with a little black check mark in it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, click on that. And when that drops down about halfway it says copy link. And you can copy that link and then just paste it over into your calendar if you use an electronic calendar. But you can paste that somewhere where you don't have to search for it each month. And we actually meet up, and I always go to the calendar to be sure. It's the fourth Monday of every month is this particular mastermind. And that's the Zoom code that goes to this mastermind. So with that, I'll give everybody a chance to copy that. And then with that, we will see everyone next time. Now, this Friday is the free open to everyone. This one's the mastermind just for a smaller group, but on Friday is the free one. It's open to everyone. And that's where Debbie is going to be our facilitator for the next 5 sessions. So please come and support Debbie. And it's much easier to conduct a mastermind when you have folks in the call with you. And so please come on board if you have the opportunity to do that. And it's going to be, of course, the fourth Friday of every month. And it is at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Friday, the 27th, will be the first one. And Debbie is our facilitator. And she's going to be going through the book, Everyone Communicates, You Connect, written by John Maxwell. I like that book because everyone has a different take on that topic. And everyone has different stories on how those nuggets of wisdom affect them in their life or past stories on things that have happened with them. And so everybody facilitates that book differently, which is why I like to use that as the book study, if you will. So anyway, join us Friday. And if not, we understand. And so we will see everyone next time. Thank you so much for being with us today. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Bye.